This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
All right, thank you, Lucius. Coming up at noon, we'll be talking Cowboys with you. They were the fourth worst in the NFL in a very important offensive category. What are the chances they turn that around and get good at it like they have been? We'll talk about that coming up at noon, Cowboy Talk. But right now, it's Mike Bassick's Baseball Nuggets.
All right, so how things can change quickly with who's running your organization and where people think they are ranked. This comes from yardbarker.com, and RJ Choppy sent me this. This is going into the 2019 season where everybody's general manager ranks. So do you want me to give you immediately where John Daniels is, or do you want me to give you the top five?
John Daniels, let's go straight to JD. Is number 19.
Do you have a guess, Gavin? I don't think I've told you.
No, I think he's been pretty respected. I'll go 13, Mike.
Okay, they have him as the 24th best general manager in Major League Baseball. This is yardbarker.com. Going into the 2019 season, this is what it says. It says, two bad years in a row might have Daniels feeling the heat, especially with Houston seemingly locked in as the bully of the AL West and Oakland always a threat to put together a strong campaign. He already orchestrated a massive three-team trade that shipped Profar to the A's, netting Texas several pitchers as well as second base prospect Eli White. Optimists in Arlington feel that the worst portion of what has obviously been a soft rebuild is behind the Rangers, but whether or not that is true largely rests on how Texas's young pitchers perform as they come up through the system. And as anyone who has watched the Rangers can tell you, counting on pitchers to save the day is not a comfortable proposition. So
I like it.
I do think he's rated too low when I go through the list. Not that I know every general manager in baseball and what they are doing positively or are doing negatively. Is it hasn't been a good few years for the Texas Rangers. They've drafted very poorly when it comes to the American draft. They've signed nice Latin American players. I'll give them credit on that. They seem to be kind of doing a good job outside of the draft, getting amateurs to then sign into your minor leagues, but they're not doing a good job in the draft over about a five-year period has been very bad.
No, it was horrible. And I'm glad that we're over the period of time, apparently, yeah, based on this story, that we give him so much credit for 2010 through 2015 that it almost didn't matter that the team had gotten so bad. And you look in the minor leagues and it's like, well, they had to make a couple of trades and it's like, okay, we're past that. And there's still not enough young talent. Yeah. So for me, I appreciate what JD has done, but in sports, it's always at every level of employment. What have you been doing recently?
Yeah.
Right. And I'm ready for him to start being put under pressure. I don't know, Mike, and here's a good question for you back. Are owners paying as much attention as the media is when ranking? Because it seems like they just love him so much and are going with his plan sometimes that I don't know if the owners are in a mindset of looking to put pressure on anybody.
I don't know this, but I do like, here's where the article makes a lot of sense to me. And the small thing they wrote about John Daniels being the 24th general manager in baseball going into the 2019 season is those pitchers that he's traded for / drafted by 2021, we need to see results.
Okay.
We need to see who they got for Keone Kella. Hearns, I believe is his last name. He needs to come to the major leagues this year, show some promise, and in 2020 be part of your five-man rotation. We need to see some other guys really take steps forward. I don't know when Hans Kraus, who's considered their best pitcher in their minor leagues, he's still a couple years away. So more 2021 is probably if you can expect a debut in a season for him. But, I mean, these guys that he's banked on, that they are going to be the next group of guys to take this back to 2009 through 2015, what you're talking about, Gavin, if by 2021 it's not happening, so I give them 2019 and 2020, if in 2021 you're not considered a team that's like the Atlanta Braves today are, and I'll get to them in a second, then I do think you have to maybe look in a different direction. But I don't want to fire him because if you lose 90 to 100 games this year, his whole plan, if this is going to work out for John Daniels, is going to work out in 2020, 2021, where we are going to be here on the radio station. My gosh, did you see the start from Taylor Hearns? That kid looks like he can be a number two starting pitcher in Major League Baseball. My gosh, You see Hans Kraus is ready. He's looking like Walker Buehler looked like with the LA Dodgers a year or two ago. And this kid could be rookie of the year once he gets a full season, you know, underneath his belt, competing for stuff like that. If all that happens, I think you stick with John Daniels for a long time.
Yeah.
But if you don't see that coming together, then I think you have to look and go, hey, it was an awesome run. And you can be a good GM somewhere else. But for some reason, we're not getting what we need out of our farm system. And because I don't know who the ownership will be in 2 to 3 years, it could be the same people. But right now, I don't think those people want to take the salary to $200 million a year.
It just looks to me like he's great at trading, like the Diekman, Dyson, Hamels.
Yeah.
The big one that brought back Elvis and all those guys. That was great. But when it comes to this evaluating talent stuff and putting it, which is a huge part of your job as a GM, it's not been good since Nolan left. Okay. We had a big debate about it when we were pushing Nolan out. And then like ever since he left, we haven't had much conversation about it. I don't know what he was doing. Was he overseeing things while they thought he was doing nothing and watching tape on the TV inside his office and like ruling out, don't do this, don't do this, do circling these guys? Or maybe it's just a coincidence. I don't know, Mike.
Yeah.
But it's been a long track record now of it being disappointing. And as a Rangers fan, I've just started to acknowledge JD's never going anywhere. He's been in a Jason Garrett space for me relative to Jerry.
Yeah.
Now, maybe it can change unexpectedly, as it has with Jason, but I don't know. Until I get signs, I don't expect – I think JD's kind of a Teflon guy, and it's frustrating.
Yeah, and I do think he is for the next year for sure. I think he gets 19 and then 20, but what I think that will be reevaluated, I'm with you, and I know it seems like a long way away, but in the new stadium, the first year of the new stadium, if we're not seeing all of these pitching prospects that they are building up, I think, to a lot of people, and they're not hitting and they're not coming up, and I don't need them to be Clayton Kershaw, but I need them to be as good as Derek Holland was when he came up, as good as Neftali Feliz is when he came up. You know what I'm saying? Like stuff like that. If it's not happening, then I'd say, hey, for some reason, it's just not happening anymore.
And the owners have been doing this for a while now. But I don't know what their network looks like.
Yeah.
To me, I'm worried that they bought this team and JD has educated them on everything they know about baseball. So they're not in a position to doubt this guy. They're still depending on him to show them the ropes of what it's like to be in a front office at an MLB ownership level.
How about the number one, you talk about how we talk about coaching in the NFL, the number one coach right now that's kind of the sexy name is LA Rams.
And I'll take Belichick.
And so here is the number one general manager in baseball, according to Yardbarker, going into the season. 33-year-old general manager David Stearns of Milwaukee. He took a team that has rarely ever competed, and last year they were in the NLCS. He made unbelievable moves to get Christian Yelich, who ended up winning the MVP. They're doing different things there. They're very analytic-based, too. Remember, Wade Miley pitched a one batter in the playoffs, then they took him out and said, you thought you were facing a lefty for three innings.
Yeah.
You're facing a righty for the next four innings. And so they have him number one. Number two, Jeff Luhnow of Houston, obviously created, you know, a powerhouse team there that has a chance to win it again. This is where, hey, we're going to give you a lot of credit because we know you're dealing with such a pathetic budget. Number three is Eric Nieder. He is the general manager of Tampa Bay. And it's kind of like, well, we know you're dealing with a small budget, horrible stadium. You're never going to have any money, never sign any player. We'll give you credit for winning 90-something games when you were with Boston and New York in the same division. You didn't make the playoffs, but congratulations on being very innovative and trying different things, and it's somewhat working out. Number four, Brian Cashman of New York. He has them back in a power position. And number five, who has the world championship right now, Dave Dombrowski of Boston. And real quick, number six is Alex Anthropologou. I can't say his name very good. But he came from Toronto, built that thing that beat us in the playoffs. Then he went to the Dodgers for a year or two when they were in the World Series, and now he's the general manager of Atlanta. To me, to be a big-time general manager, and maybe this isn't fair, do it in different places.
Absolutely.
Dave Dombrowski's done it in different places. So I know John Daniels has done it here. I always just wonder, can you go to different places and be great? Like Theo isn't on this list right now. Epstein, who I think's a top five guy, he's just outside of the top six. But when you start going to different places and doing special things and turning it around, that's when I know That's a special general manager.
Absolutely. Like the guy in Chicago now. Yeah, absolutely. I get you, Mike.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.